So today is our free meetup, and for those of you that have been going through the whole program with us, we talk about how we build a better business by having our value proposition statement. In other words, what is that one sentence that says what it is that you do? And then we go down through the whole series on creating our offers. And then finally, at the other end, we talk about now how can we advertise those offers? How can we market that? How can we get out there to the world so that folks know what it is that we're doing? So we've already talked about the VPS, the value proposition statement. And we've already talked about your storytelling being your cornerstone. And you can go back and listen to some of those replays if you want to hear how we break down and put together the story. And Tish is probably my best student. She took the actual, I'll call it the schedule of questions that you have to answer to create your story, and hers was amazing. And she's reworked it a couple of times and made it more her own. But it is an amazing way that she did that. So I appreciate you, Tish. That the best compliment to a teacher is to have a student that does it by the book, and she did it by the book, which is why I had to smile when I saw hers. Now, you don't have to do it by the book, but please put together your story because that's the cornerstone of your business. And again, we've talked about this back in the session where we talked about storytelling, but you don't have to be prepared to market yourself if you're using your story because it's your story. And it's so easy when somebody says, well, what is it that you do? Well, why are you doing that? What made you decide to do that? You know in here why you decided. That's because it's your story. And it just makes marketing so much easier because at the other end, when we talk about all the ways that you can market your business, one of the best, fastest, easiest ways to market your business is by public speaking. Now, of course, everybody freaks out. Oh, I get so nervous. I don't want to be a public speaker. You picture yourself on stage with 5,000 people in the audience, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about maybe just being the 20-minute speaker at your chamber luncheon, if that fits your business model. Maybe you can just stand up and tell your story. And I can do that. And so what happens is now that I'm prepared with my story, I don't have to prepare because I have already prepared and I can slant my story. And that's the big thing about storytelling is that you can slant it to your audience. And so for those of you that know my story, you know that if I'm talking to cosmetologists, I can talk about the time that I spent in cosmetology. If I'm talking about real estate, I can slant it to my conversation on how I got into investing in real estate. And so I don't have to go, oh my gosh, I got to write a speech and it's got to be 20 minutes and I'm all nervous and what am I going to wear and what am I going to do? And, a lot of that is already off your plate because it's simply your story. And so then once you have that, you're ready to actually go out into the world and serve someone else that has an audience similar to yours that might have the same interest. You don't want to pick somebody exactly like yours because if it's somebody exactly like yours, then you're competing with that other person. And so chances are they're not going to embrace you real well because they're going to think that you're there to steal their clients. So it has to be something that complements the other person. So, for example, I do not want to be in a public speaker. That's not what I set out to be. I want to mentor and coach folks to have a better business. But my audience is mostly entrepreneurs. So I teamed up with a gal whose audience is mostly entrepreneurs, but she's all about bringing them on stage and having them be speakers. And she is grooming them on how to dress and how to stand and how to, I don't do any of that. So see, we make a perfect complement to each other because I can help them build their business and then they can go to her and learn how to present it on stage. And so if I serve her, her audience gets to know me, and my audience, who is freaked out about being public speakers, get to know her and get the opportunity to do some stage speaking. So you see how that works. So you can align yourself where you can serve another, I'll say, guru in the business that has the same audience as you, but not necessarily the exact same lane as you, if that makes sense. So think about five gurus that have the same audience as you that you would like to serve, and then start serving them, see what works, which one's comfortable, and then narrow that down to two and really focus on a couple of folks. And you might even eventually narrow that down to just one. But just keep focusing on those two gurus and who has an audience similar to you. And you'll be amazed at how fast your business will grow. Okay. But now you're ready. You've got your story. You got your VPS. You've got your story. You know who it is that you're going to come alongside and try to serve. But now what are you going to offer? When somebody goes, "Oh, I do. I love everything about your story. I'm listening to the same, I'm in the same lane. I'm in the same audience as the folks that you want. So I want you. What are you going to do for me?" And that's where you have to be ready to do something for this audience that you're attracting. So you have to have your products and services ready to go. It doesn't matter what your products and services are, as long as you have them kind of brushed off and shined up and ready to go. And one of the big questions that we ask all the time is, if somebody were to click on your website right now, could they spend money? All right, let me see. How many have a website where if they clicked on your website right now, could they spend money with you? Anybody? Yes? Tish, tell me about that. What do you have? What can they spend money on? She's trying to unmute. There she is.
Sorry, I had to find a button. All right. So because I am a career coach and consultant, I redirect people to my Fiverr page because that is already established and they can just click on the gig that they want services from and go through the process there. So that's a easy way to do it. But I don't have my own website. I had to dismantle it, unfortunately, because I wasn't getting consistent income from it. So I plan on putting it back up. But right now I'm just redirecting people to Fiverr for right now and
Okay.
focusing on my resume, which is my first base.
And so as soon as they click, they can spend money with you. There's a place where they can give you money. I know that sounds so simple, but so many entrepreneurs have these beautiful websites and there's not one place where somebody can give you money. And then they wonder why they're not making any money. And so anyone else, anybody else have a website that if they, yes, Muhammad, go ahead.
So I have one, and then there's another one that I've actually started working on. So I'm a photographer.
Okay.
So I have a website which basically allows people to book their appointments and make payments right there and then. The other one that I have is for travel as a travel agent. So people can click, book up their travel
Okay.
itinerary and then start make a payment right there and then once they finish selecting their travel routes.
I love it. I love it. So yes, so folks can tap into either of his websites and actually put in their credit card or debit card and
Yes.
spend money. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone. Anyone else have a site that people can spend money? Mason.
My website's pretty simple, but there is a section where you can purchase a couple of journals and a leadership
Okay.
book. And I'm developing new books to put on there as we speak, so.
I love it. Mason, you're ahead of some of us when it comes to actually having journals and books and stuff already uploaded onto Amazon. I love that. I'm in a couple of collaborative efforts. Ruth has a book published already. Anyone else have a book published? So anyway, yeah, Debbie wants to know what your website is, so you can share that. Estella, you had your hand up. Estella, comment.
Yes, I have a website. I am an independent distributor for a large company, and so I get a website with that, and people can go on there and spend money. And if anybody wants that website to do that today, I'll give it to you.
Anyway, I want to invite all of you that are on the call today. Please feel free to put your link in the chat. And that way, if anybody wants to connect with you, please feel free to do that. We want to make connections. That's what we're about as well. We're all here to learn together, and we're all here to grow. Elise, how about you? You have your hand up.
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Gosh. I have a website. I don't have anything that's like a direct pay link. Since I'm assisting, I'm really looking to connect with the person and see if we're a good fit before I take any money. But should or not should down the road, I'd like to put like some ClickUp templates and things like that to be able to sell and just be passive income.
Yes. Yes. Don't overlook. Yeah. Don't overlook the opportunity to do passive income. Yeah. Just like Mason, he can write one of his books or create a journal once and he can sell it, you know, 100 times. He can sell it 1,000 times. So don't overlook the fact that you can create some passive income on your websites. So what I want to talk about today is I want to just give you an example, and I'm still kind of watching for Linda, because she was going to share. And if anybody else wants to share, once you see what it is that I'm doing, if you have a site that you want to share, just let me know and we'll let you share yours as well. So this is, again, I'm not trying to sell anything to this group as far as, oh, go to my website and buy my courses and buy this and buy that. I just want to show you an example of how I put my website, my homepage together so that it kind of flows, if you will, kind of in a story brand way. And I don't know if any of you have read the story brand. Gosh, what was his name? Miller. What's his first name? Anyway, he did story brand. And I don't want to steal any of his content, but he talks about your website needing to tell a story. It needs to take your buyer, your tribe member, your person, your audience. It needs to take them on a journey down your homepage. And it needs to make it super simple as to what they need to do. So many folks put together amazing looking websites, but they're confusing to your clients, to your guests, your clients. I don't know what term you're using for Don Miller. Thank you, Ruth. So I don't know what term you're using in for yours. It could be a customer. Maybe you call all of your folks customers, maybe tribe members, maybe clients. There's a different word depending on what your services are. But mine, again, are all my clients and my tribe members. And so I try to take them on this journey so that when they go down the homepage, they get a sense of the map of what a funnel does. It walks you through the map. And so that's what I want to show today. So bear with me. I'm going to share my screen so that you can see my homepage. So this is what my homepage might look like. And I'm going to have a little disclaimer here right now. I want to say thanks to Debbie. She's actually right here in my homepage. So Debbie, thank you for agreeing to be on my site. So the first thing that we want to talk about when you're putting together your website, so many people take, this is what we call the top of the fold. You see where this whole picture is what comes up on your website? That is going to be an important spot. It's kind of like a newspaper. Gosh, how many of us used to read newspapers? Now you don't even see newspapers out there. But we call this above the fold. When you had a newspaper and you would fold the newspaper, it would be the headlines. It would be the main story. It would be the main message of that paper. And so you want this picture to be the main message of what it is that you're doing. My whole tagline is freestyle living. And this picture just screams freestyle living to me. We were horsing around at a conference, and I don't even remember. Debbie, maybe you remember. What was the motto of the conference? Was it, I don't know, knock your business out, or so? I forget what it was. Some kind of a motto that we were using at that conference. And so we were putting on these robes and these boxing gloves, and then we were competing. Every table could compete on who had the best knockout picture. And I don't know why we just decided to pick Martin up and hold him sideways. And you can see we were having the best time, and that we were just having so much fun. So, and it was just freestyle living. So I asked everyone in this picture if I could use it for my website, because it kind of shows that whole fun freestyle. So your picture needs to show what message it is that you're trying to get across to your clients. And I don't know about you, but when I see pictures where it's all about the author, they got their arms crossed, or all about the realtor, or all about whatever, and it's the way they present, the website is all about them. You want your website to be all about your customer, not about you. And that's why I didn't mind being in the picture. This is me right here in the middle, but I didn't want to be the only person in the picture. Does that make sense to everybody? Because it's not about me. It's about my tribe. It's about my clients. And so that's why I started with this picture. But then we talk about having, you know, your different offers, your free, your first base, second base, third base, fourth base. So here right away, I've got a free offer. I would like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. There's my freebie, very first thing that you see. So now I'm going to take you on a journey. So as you come down the way, and again, this is just an example. Do not feel that you have to duplicate exactly what it is I'm doing. This is just an example for you to get the idea of how to take your clients on a journey. So now your freestyle living strategy. So now I give all of the strategies. So you could do a complimentary call. You could do a free meetup. Right now, today, we're on one of the free meetups. You could buy a course. You could join a mastermind. You could do one-on-one coaching. You could celebrate with one of our freestyle living trips. Any of these strategies makes you a tribe member. Okay. You see, what you're doing is you're trying to develop a community on your website. You want your clients to be a community. And so this is how I bring them on this buyer's journey, and they can tap in at any level. I might have somebody that buys a course that never did the call or the free meetup. They may have just bought the course. I might have somebody that comes in on a tribe trip that has never done any of the other strategies. Any one of these or more make them a tribe member, and they are now a part of my community. So now as I come down, this is going to be my VPS, teaching you my value proposition. What am I doing for you, for my tribe, for my clients? I'm teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster to design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So that's my message in a VPS. Now, it doesn't have to be that cut and dried. You don't have to rehearse it exactly and it sounds all mechanical. Somebody says, Kathy, what do? I teach you how to be, you know, you don't have to be, you can, you know, I can just shorten it up and say, I show folks how to have passive income so you don't have to punch a time clock. You think very many people lean in when I say that? Oh yeah, the whole room goes, oh, I don't want to punch a time clock. Well, how do you do that? So your VPS, whatever you put together here, make it very conversational. You can make it more formal on your website, but when you're out talking, make it incredibly conversational because you want folks to lean in, not lean out and say, okay, don't sell me something. So make this very conversational. So now I take them through the steps. And again, this is just an example. So step one, they can attend a free meetup. And here is the button. They can browse all of the free meetups. And I've threw in the free eBooks there. Okay. This is the Jimmy Dean sausage thing. Just let them get a taste of what it is you do. Okay. They want to lean in. Come check us out. You know, no, very little obligation on their part. Step two, they could buy the course and get unlimited access to the course. Now, I did put in here that they could become a member and they could get the entire academy for the price of one course, but here's where they can browse the courses. Step three, they can actually join the tribe and be a member, and it shows what they get there and a button here on how to become a member. Then we have our own little private community inside the academy, and it's our very own insider chat. It works just like Facebook and Instagram and all those other social medias, but it's inside the academy. And so, again, I'll say this, I don't know about you, but I can remember not terribly long ago, Facebook and Instagram was down for a couple of days. Does anybody remember that? And everybody kind of was like, what? Because all your stuff was there. And if that's the only place that you're connecting with your clients, you don't own that platform and you could lose that connection. So I'm telling you, design some other additional way to connect with your clients. You don't want to only have them on social media, because if that goes down for some reason, since you don't own that, you could lose those connections and you wouldn't have a record of how to connect with them any other way. So create another way is all I'm saying. So we do have our very own inside the academy. And then Do you need a coach instead of a mentor? Now I also do the one-on-one coaching. See, so this takes them, and I'm going to scroll back up and show you. When you think about my analogy of a baseball diamond, where when you first show up to the game, here's the 30-minute coffee chat, you show up to the game, but now your first base is you attend a meetup. Your second base is you can buy a course. Your third base is you could join the academy by becoming a member. And your home run is now they want one-on-one coaching. So you see how I just led them right through the bases. I just brought them right along on the journey. And they can jump in at any spot. They can jump out at any spot. But the goal is to just bring them on that journey. So once you bring them on the journey, now you can celebrate. So now we've added Freestyle Living Tribe Trip. Sally is not on with us today, but Sally is our in-house travel agent. So Muhammad, we have a travel agent in-house for my business, which is Sally Sutter. And she's also one of my co-mods on a couple of my calls. And she is a travel agent and puts together a lot of our trips. And so there's a button where I'd like to see where you're going next. But you see where even my buttons are worded. It doesn't say click here to see where we are going next. I am always trying to bring my buyer in because my website is about my tribe member. It's about my client. It's not about me. So it's not about where I'm going next. The button is, I would like to see where you're going next. See, I'm trying to enter the conversation in my buyer's mind. You see just a subtle difference there, but you see where that makes a difference. Now I'm ready to make the segue in the website. Now I'm ready to start advertising all those things I put together at the top. So now meet me, learn a little bit more about me. And again, they can have that 30-minute coffee chat if they want to. Here's where they can click and look at the books I've written. They can look at my podcast. They can look at my blog post. They can look at our calendar of events. They can look at our speakers cabinet, and they can see how we donate around the world from the membership site. And then again, they can check out the Insider, I'll call it Facebook page. Then from there, I give some testimonials. Thank you, Debbie. Francis is on there, Fran, Estella. Thank you, Estella. She's there. And then I go into my certifications. Now, the reason the certifications are at the bottom, and again, I'll scroll back up to the top of my website, is because if you remember, the website is not about me. The website is about my client, my customer. I see some folks make the mistake of trying to put all their accolades at the top of their website. Like, I'm, you know, Joe, and I have, and I've been on a New York Times bestseller list, and I have spoken here, and I've done that. And they're thinking that they're attracting people to their website by doing that. And what happens is that turns off most folks, because most folks think, well, good for you. I'm glad you're, you know, a bestseller, and I'm glad, you know, you got all of these degrees, and I'm glad you've been in all of these publications. But what about me? I'm the person that needs help. How does that help me? So when the buyer is looking at your website, you want to make your website about them. You're the guide and they're the hero. You want to show them how you can make them the hero. Because that's what they want to know is, what can you do for me? Anytime a customer connects with you, they're always asking the question, what can you do for me? So you want your website to kind of answer some of those questions before they even ask you. You want to say, here's what I can do for you. Here's what I, as your guide, can do for you to make you the hero of your story. I'm not the hero of your story. I'm just your guide to help you be the hero of your story. And that's how you want to present when you're talking about websites as well. So does that make sense to everybody so far? Now, one more thing. We're talking about this first base, second base, third base, fourth base offer. So when you get to my website, remember I said your storytelling is your marketing. Your story has to be front and center, up front. You don't want your story to be buried at the bottom in the footer with a link to your story. Get your story up front, okay? Because your storytelling is your marketing. And then, of course, I put here, become a member, because your third base, and we won't get into this today, but your third base is going to be what we call your bread and butter. It's where you make the most money. So sometimes you have to reverse engineer. You have to decide, what is my third base? Plug that in and then go backwards and say, if this is my third base, if this is where I make all my money, then what should my second base be? And what should my free offer, my first base, be to get them to this third base? Well, my third base is the membership. So if you remember when I came down, see here, here is my first base. Here is my second base, which is the courses. And voila, here is my third base, which is joining the tribe to become a member. So once you determine, you know, where your bread and butter plugs into third base, then reverse engineer back to first and second. And then your fourth, your home run should be kind of your grand finale. What is your big ticket item? What is it that if they bought that from you, you'd go out and maybe have celebrate, maybe go out and have a glass of champagne that night and say, whoop, I sold one of the big ones, you know? So reverse engineer that to plug in at the right places. So that's why I have this up here. This is my bread and butter. But then I have all my lanes. So now you can go into, whoops, sorry, didn't want to do that. I wanted to click on the more. Here it is. So you've got the health and wellness, and then the real estate investors, the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. This is where we are today. And then authors and writers, networking and connecting. So there's my five lanes. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are my five lanes. But then once folks get through those five lanes, they can see the free meetups. Because again, it matches the homepage. It's the free meetup, the course, the whole academy. And that is, I'm going to show you, that's in every single one of these lanes. But they can pick their topic at this point. But then it goes on to the one-on-one coaching, the tribe trips. You see how it just follows that homepage. Then it goes right down to my books, my podcast, my blog. We have a magazine. Thank you for those of you on this call that are staff writers for the magazine. Then the calendar of events, the speaking topics, our speaker's cabinet, and then if anybody needs a speaker. So you get the point. This schedule right here matches the homepage. It flows in the same direction. So if we click on the entrepreneur and solopreneurs, then I'll show you how it also matches. So now here's the free meetup. Here's the course. And we do have under entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, we have the Build a Better Business. And then we have the Create a 5-Day Mastermind, which we just came off of one, by the way. And then here again is from 2020 to 23, the free meetups. And here is all of the free meetups replays on all of, so you see all of these free replays here. So it's all here. And here is the mastermind course bundle. And here is a mastermind course. So you see where all of it is the same in each category as it is in the schedule of the menu, as it is on the homepage. It all kind of matches. So we're right here at today. So when we open this up, this is what it looks like. And again, you can build this out on just about any platform. So this is our free meetup. We talked about the VPS. We talked about storytelling. We talked about serving as selling. And just today, we're talking about website platform and design, first base offer, and then a second base offer. My second base is a course. Your second base may not be a course, but my second base is a course. Then my third base is that membership site. And then, of course, from there, we can go celebrate on a home run, which is my one-on-one coaching. And then we go through how to create some advertising and circle back again. And then on the 5-day mastermind masterclass, we talk about how to do all of these things. And we just came off of a course doing that. So I'm going to stop sharing. And I just want to open it up to the group. Do you have, oh, Muhammad said he had to drop off. He had an urgent call. Do any of you have any comments or questions? And I see now that I've stopped sharing that Linda is there. So Linda, I'm going to bring you up. Does anybody have any questions or comments about what we've talked about or shared so far? Yes, Mason.
One quick thing, because I know I'm about to go through this. Also, when you start your website, you can change it.
Yes.
Whatever you start with, mine, I liked how I started it 2 years ago, but now I realize to me, it's clunky and doesn't convey what I now want to convey. Mm-hmm. So I can change it. So whatever you start, you're not locked into.
Yes, it's not carved in stone. Good point, Mason. I'm glad you said that, because sometimes we think we have to have it all tied up in a nice little bow before we launch, and you don't. You know, you can go ahead and launch, and you can tweak it as you go. As a matter of fact, that's my preference. Now that I've gotten comfortable doing that, I prefer to just get it out there and then clean it up as I go, because I get more clarity faster that way. So good point. Anyone else? Now, Linda is on. And Linda, are you all a go to share what you're doing? And I do have one quick question for you, Linda. How much of my presentation did you actually get to hear? Did you see how I walked them through the steps?
No. I saw only the last moments. Sorry.
Okay. So I'll just bring Linda up to speed. What I did is I used my homepage and my website, and I showed the folks how to take their buyers on a journey down their homepage of their website or their funnel or whatever they're using to put out there to the world, to get through first base, second base, third base, and finally a home run, and how it just takes them on that buyer's journey. And so would you like to share yours, how you take your folks on a buyer's journey?
And Linda, I can share.
Linda is definitely the guide. She is definitely the guide to make you the hero of your story. And she's been there. So she is the perfect guide with her subject matter. So Linda, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to click through and make you a co-host so that you are able to share your screen.
Okay, I'm going to check one thing so that I know how or if I can proceed.
Okay, she's traveling, and I know it's like me. You're off a little. You're kind of off kilter a little bit when you're out of your main office or your comfort zone. So I get it.
Yeah, definitely got some wrinkles going on today.
So I don't want to put you on the spot. I'll let you do your thing. Does anybody else have any questions? Comments? Anything you want me to dive a little deeper in while Linda is checking out her platform there?
Well, I'll share what's going on in my world. So we're traveling. My other half, his grandson is turning 3. And so we've been on the road for a number of days, and as fate would have it, my Legacy of Love domain came due while we were traveling, and it is parked right now. So color me less than thrilled here. It is what it is. I've paid it, but there must be some kind of a spin cycle. I don't know if it needs hours or an overnight or what, but I just checked that it's still parked. And this is the only domain I have that it's not through GoDaddy, and GoDaddy would never do this to me. So we're just going to leave it at that. So I can show you a page that I have from I Choose Abundance. It's more of a links page, but at least I can show some possibilities. I can contribute in that way. And so when we talk later, I can give the link for my Legacy of Love page and hope that it comes alive sometime soon.
So now, this is a good lesson, though. With it, right? This is a perfect point, because this happens to all of us at some time or another. And I don't want anyone on the call to think, oh, it's just me. I'm the only one struggling. I don't understand technology. Why me? It's what it is. It's what it is in the world of technology. And the more you do your own stuff, the more you're comfortable with overcoming those hurdles. And the more that you depend on someone else to do that stuff for you, the more you feel helpless when something goes wrong, because you have no clue even where to start to fix it. And so I encourage all of you to roll up your sleeves and just make the decision. And there was a magical moment in my world that I looked in the mirror And I said, Kathy, you are smart enough to figure this out. And I just rolled up my sleeves and figured it out. And that's why I can't wait to talk to Mason. He's figured out a couple of things that I want to figure out, and he's already figured out. So I've made up my mind. I'm going to figure that out too. So Mason and I are going to meet up this week, and I'm going to pick his brain a little bit. But you get it. You have to just decide that you can do this thing. And because if you don't, and don't roll up your sleeves, guess what? You'll look back 10 years from now and say, how are those other people doing that? And I'm not doing it. Well, it's because you didn't decide that you're going to roll up your sleeves and do it. So make the decision and go forward. So Linda, are you ready to share?
Yeah. And I'll say, you know, as you can see, like, I don't have mascara running down my cheeks. You know, I was a little frustrated and was like, are you kidding me? But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I had to prioritize people and lives and relationships. And this kind of fell through the cracks because I picked what was important. So, and I will also say that one of the things that I do through GoDaddy is ultimate domain protection. And what I love about it, and this was purchased through someone else, so I'm dealing with what it is, but with the ultimate domain protection, it, like, you know how you have like a debit card or credit card and the expiration date changes like every couple years, and then all the things you had hooked to it might be screwed up? With the ultimate domain protection, and I'm not getting paid for this, if there's any kind of a snafu, you've got like a, I don't know, 3 month period to get things sorted out where your domain doesn't get thrown back into the worldwide hopper for other people to buy. And so I love that sense of security so that whatever's going on in my world, I'm okay. But this one isn't.
And what I did most recently is where I started, the company who owned all of my domains when I started decided that they didn't want to do websites anymore. And I had to scurry around. And so, like Linda, I made the decision to actually go in and get the code. And I converted all of my websites over to GoDaddy. And then I added that protection as well on all my GoDaddy. So all of my sites, all of my domains are now on GoDaddy, but I had to kind of pull them off of these other sites. Mm-hmm. And it is a few steps to do that because the person that owns your domain currently has to release it so that you can even get the code to copy and paste over into GoDaddy. Now, I'm going to say this. Once it's in GoDaddy, you can point it. You now own it and you can point it to any website. So you can even change platforms. You can, and all you do is go back into GoDaddy and point it to your new website. And so I like the ease of doing that. So I no longer have to try to get my domain back from anyone to give it to someone else. I now own the domain and I can point it wherever I want to point it. And the other thing that I like about GoDaddy, and then I'm going to let Linda share, is on my platform, you saw on my Teachable that I just recently shared, and Linda tapped in kind of late, but what I shared where I had all the tabs, all the different tabs for my website where you could go to my podcast and my blog, and I can go to GoDaddy and I can create a domain and I can point it to a particular page of my website, not just the homepage. So I could have an actual blog domain that goes just to my domain page. I could have a podcast domain that goes just to my podcast page. And so that was also a feature that I really liked because the company I was with before, I didn't care how many domains I had, they could only point it to the home page. They couldn't point it to any other page. And what it did for me is it allowed me to use one platform for everything that I'm doing, which helps me with cost. And then, because the domains is the cheap part of having a business, because domains run what, Linda, $12 a year, maybe?
Yeah, 10 or 20 a year, depending on what you got. Yeah. And unless you have a really fancy one.
Yeah. So I can have a lot of domains for, you know, $10, $20 for the entire year, but now I only need to pay for one big platform. And so now I can, even if I have multiple businesses, all I have to do is add a page for the business and add a domain to point to that page, and I can use one platform and it saves me a ton of money at the end of the year. So just depending on how big any of you intend on getting, that's just a little hack that you might want to tuck away for future reference. So, okay, Linda, off to you.
Right. And for anyone who's kind of new to all this, you have the domain registrar, which is where you register the domain. And we never really own it. It's kind of like beer. You only rent it, right?
Right.
But on
GoDaddy, you do have control of it.
Yeah. And I've been with them for years. And then you have the platform, like Kathy's using Teachable. I have a platform that I'm using with unlimited pages and domains and many built-in features. And there are other platforms out there. So it's two different things, just in case you're a little bit new and aren't too familiar with that stuff. And I like being able to point pages. And also, I love being able to use pretty links. So especially if you're into affiliate marketing and you mm-hmm. get your affiliate link and it's that weird looking thing with all the weird characters and gobbledygook at the end, and you can make a pretty link that's let's say you're an affiliate for HP. I'm just making that up. For Hewlett Packard, you could have your domain slash HP, and then it would go straight to your affiliate page, and nobody has to see that really mind-numbing link that really looks salesy and
sometimes spammy, and sometimes a little spammy.
Yeah, and if you use a straight-up affiliate link like that, the email providers look at it as spam. So you're actually much better to use a pretty link in your email to do your selling, but not look salesy.
And I use Bitly mm-hmm. to create a better looking link. I use an app called Bitly and it's free. And I can now, we have a magazine. And so what I did is on Teachable, the link is like, you know, two whole sentences long to get to the magazine. So I popped it into Bitly and I shortened it up to say Spring Magazine. And so now when you click on Spring Magazine, it goes directly to the Spring Magazine and it's not this big long Teachable link. So yes, so that's an example.
Sounds good. Well, I can show my links page and I can show the existing version of it, and I'm in the process of exploring a new brand logo, so I can show that kind of in the works. And it, once again, it just shows how we as entrepreneurs can take control of our own lives.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, so let me make sure I've got the right one open. So I'm going to show my currently up one. Let me come back to you all for the sharing. Okay, with any luck at all, you see a bowl of cherries?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay. So this was my original theme that I had, like abundance, life is like a bowl of cherries, that kind of thing. And so it's been useful. And then I was able to use some features like this where an image can stay fixed, and then my buttons can slide. And so I have some categories on here, things that are on my mind lately. And then I have things relating to leaving a legacy, and then some things relating to building a residual business, and some marketing tools. And great thing about being an affiliate marketer is, you know, I can make a commission just by recommending. If mm-hmm. people like it and want to use it, we all win. So I love that. A rising tide lifts all boats. Kathy and I love that saying.
Mm-hmm.
And some ways to connect with me. I'll let that click through to my calendar. And you can email me and then subscribe. So all of this just lives on my domain. I choose abundance. .com up here in the upper left. And then all of these links will click straight through over to my social media. And then my contact info and disclaimer. And if anybody likes what they see me doing on my page, they can click through and find out more about the platform that I'm using to build this. But included in my platform is a calendar scheduler app that does what Calendly does, except I don't pay any extra for it. And so I'm able to, oh, there it is. Okay. I hadn't scrolled far enough and hadn't shown. And so just like Calendly, people can pick a day, see what's available. This is my next day back in the office, so no days are showing available here. So it's very, very helpful, and love having that included. And then I thought I would just show you the new version that I'm working on. So I have a friend who's very talented, and I had her design me this tree that looks abundant and has golden fruits in it. And so I am exploring this color scheme with gold and green and, you know, little sunlit background. And then I'm in the process of playing with how I want my buttons to look. So I have the ability to make it look kind of glowing, and I didn't change the background of that. So this is truly a work in progress. But you can see how there is this like glowing center. It's like a gradient color. So I'm kind of liking that. And then the second one down is a solid green that I had picked. So we have, you know, so much ability to do whatever we want. And so that's what that's looking at like right now. And then I was also exploring doing more of the rich green and instead of the gold background. And so that's looking attractive, I think, too. And then I haven't really played with what I want the buttons to look like yet. But all of this with basically the same, I'll call it template, with me on the side and buttons that move on the side. So you can really make it look like whatever you want. Any comments or questions on that?
We had a question about, does somewhere in your website, like mine, do you take your buyers on like a buyer's journey? And I know that's the one that you can't get to right now.
Yeah.
But just verbally, do you take your buyers on a buyer's, does it tell them like, here's how I can help you, step one, step two, step three? Do you have it spelled out like that or not as defined?
Yeah, well, right now, the page that highly relates to what we're going to be talking about later today is not alive. I'm going to stop sharing for a moment. Once again, I have no idea what their spin cycle is, whether it'll be live or not. It is still non-functioning. But I have a page where I kind of enter the conversation that's going on in the visitor's mind, where I have a kind of a pensive woman looking out to sea, and you could tell that she's thinking. And so I kind of put words in their mouth about like, oh, well, you know, you've been saying to yourself, I really ought to take some steps and put some things in place, but you never do it because you're so busy and you don't know where to start. And so we just kind of start down that little conversation, and then I tell
you are entering. You're entering the conversation in their minds,
yeah.
Which is the whole point when you're taking your customer or your client on a journey is you want to enter the conversation in their mind. And so Linda is pretty much just saying, "I know this is what you've been thinking, and here's how I can help." So you see where she is then being the guide for them. Linda, I have a quick question before we go on. Have we completed your five sessions, or is there one today? I've lost track.
This is number five.
Okay. I have another question. Can you see the end button for the call, or can I only see that? Can anybody else see the end button, the red end button to end the call?
All I have is leave, even though I'm a co-host.
Okay. All right. So that means I'm the only one that can end it. Okay. All right, go ahead. I have an appointment coming up, and I just wanted to make sure that I didn't cut anybody short.
Right. And when is your appointment? One?
No, not until 1:30, but I don't want to cut you short on your fifth session. That's why I thought if I had to sneak out, if somebody else could end the call, mm-hmm. if you were finishing up, because I don't want to cut anybody's questions short either. I don't know.
I would have thought a co-host might have a little more power.
No, but here's what I'm going to do. I am going to, now I'm going to lose my power because I'm going to give it all to you, Linda.
Yay.
You are now the host.
I'm just going to like do this.
You are now the host and I am now a co-host. So now do you see the end button?
I do.
Very good. So now we're good. So that way I don't want to cut you short and I don't want to cut questions short for what you're going to present.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So now over to you.
Okay. Sounds great. So I'm going to change the size of my screens here. Let's see. What do I want to do?
Elise commented that she focuses on the customer journey because she is a business. Did you say business to business, Elise, or business? It says B2C, business to customer.
Business to customer, yes.
Yeah. So, and she wants to create that personal experience for her ideal clients. So, yeah, absolutely. So, I think we're all on the same page there. Does anybody not get that? Does everybody understand what we're talking about there on how to enter the conversation in your client's mind and make your site or whatever it is that you're creating, make it where you're entering the conversation in their minds and answering their questions? Linda, I'm going to let you set up about the five sessions so that everybody on the call, we've got a couple of new folks. Most of us understand what we were doing, where one of the things that we're learning is how to do a five session mastermind, masterclass, whatever, so that as we create our products, whether it's your first base offer, your second base, maybe it's going to be your third base, your bread and butter. Maybe you're going to do masterminds every 5 weeks all year round, and that's how you're going to make your income. So wherever it is that you want to plug that in, we wanted folks to see what a five session something would look like. And so, Tish has to jump off too. She has to return to her 9 to 5. Tish, we're rooting for you to not have to punch that time clock, girl, but we get it. So anyway, we wanted to show you with a five session that you can do this with your own material. And this is Linda's number five, her fifth session of her five sessions. So who do I have on the call that would like to do another round of those when we start again? Anybody want to jump in? You have any material ready that you'd like to put together five sessions? Debbie, Elise, Estella, Mason, Ruth, anybody ready to do a five session? It doesn't have to be five sessions. Maybe you just want to do test out your masterclass. Maybe it's a one session. Maybe it's a three session. Doesn't have to be five. Five is the magic number because by the time someone has been with you five times, they're kind of stuck like glue. They don't want to lose the community. That's why five is the magic number, but it doesn't have to be five. Anyone have some material that you think you could be ready in a month to present something?
I would just add, even if you've been thinking about like a one session workshop, this would be mm-hmm. a great place to run through that.
To practice it, yes.
At some Come point, on. I'd love to do a one page or like a one-time workshop or something like that. I get nervous.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We're here so that you can get all of those nerves out on us. And I tell you what, you think sometimes in your head, you think, okay, I can do this thing. And then when you start to do it, you kind of, stumble a little bit here and there because you haven't practiced it. And so we're a safe place to practice that. Linda has done it. Debbie has done it. I've done it. Mason's done it. Who has not? I think Ruth has done one. Who else has not done one yet? Elise, you want to put together even just maybe a one day thing just for like 45 minutes?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Next month it'll be Elise. Yes, Mason.
So I've known several of you for several years now. And Kathy, would it be safe to say that I come across comfortable speaking like here and in person?
Yes, very comfortable.
Every time I talk, I'm nervous. And I'm saying this for Elise. No, I'm saying this for Elise. And I did my mastermind here, and I'm prepared. I'm over-prepared, and I give presentations. But the fact is, this group, and you notice, majority of the time, I'm the only guy here, and I have fun with that. And I'm uncomfortable with that. But it's the practice and the feedback. So I guess I'm putting a pitch in for this group. This is a good place to practice and get comfortable and make mistakes and study your words and go, duh, 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 duh. And I've done that, you know. So I guess I'm letting you know that whatever you want to present, this is a nice safe space to get comfortable. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So,
and that's the whole point. That's what we want you to be able to give it a try. Give it a trial run. That's the whole point. Yes. Elise, you can do it.
I hear you. Thank y'all. I appreciate you. We're working on it. It's going.
I gave a master class on a book that's not even done yet.
And you know what? Not done yet because I'm amazing. And it was amazing, by the way. I've gone back and listened to those mastermind replays a couple of times now. It was amazing.
Right. And I'll point out again that is extremely valuable because you probably gained some insights just from bouncing it off of real human beings that may be colored, like maybe you said, oh, I need to add a little to this section or some. You gain some insights that will improve or enhance the book in some way, I would think.
The more you talk with people, at least you got to find your own group. The more you talk to people and you're uncomfortable. I literally, 2 weeks ago, I had a person at work. We were talking. I've got this book I've been working on for years. There is no reason it should not be published. It is me holding myself back for no good reason. And I was talking to this lady at work, and Rhonda said, Mason, I got no idea why you're holding yourself back. Just she called me out on it. She wasn't rude. She was actually questioning it. But when you find groups like that, you know, that is very helpful to kind of push you. You know, I'm pushing in lots of other areas. I keep avoiding my book. I don't know why. So just this past week, I started doing more efforts because I was called out in a friendly way, you know. But it was nice to hear that because I chastise myself all the time. My inner critic, rather my inner asshole, yells at me all the time because I'm not doing it. But someone else called me out in a good way. This group is nice for that. You get comfortable here. And then when you're in front of your customer, you're comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, I've been in front of customers. I know, you know, got it where you're coming from. So yeah, it's comfortable in the discomfort. So.
Now, Michaela said that she could do a workshop. So she's putting herself on the agenda. And I just asked her for her email so that I could touch base with her and get her included. And so, yes, Michaela, give me your information there. And Elise, we've got you for next week. And Debbie, comment?
I just want Elise to know that this is a safe group. We will not embarrass you. No way. And just think of it as a way of, this is the way I talk to my want-to-be customers. You have a passion. I mean, I see it in the girls that you coach. So you really can handle this with no problem. You know how to share. You know how to address people, and you are able to address them in a manner of to build and not deflate. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. You know what? And I know it is just self-induced panic because I'm like, if you can go out there and coach or, you know, speak about other stuff or speech class, I would be perfectly fine. Just put me up there. Let me sweat for like 30 seconds and then I can handle it. So I know it's just me putting myself on the spot. So I'm excited. Thank you for this safe space. And I appreciate all the comments.
This is the beauty of picking a date and then just making the thing happen.
Yep.
You are so, you're so savvy and so poised. You're a lock for this. It's no problem at all.
Elise, I will reach out to you and confirm the dates and all of that. And Michaela, I will reach out to you. And Linda, when you see my picture come up, my video go off, I'm just going to quietly go away. I don't want to jump in and interrupt what you're doing. And then that'll put you in charge. And then whenever you're finished, you can end the call.
Okay.
Over to
you.
Sounds
great. Shall we start then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So most of you have been hopping in and out over the last few sessions. This was designed to be a 5-day event. And of course, we spread it out over 5 months. But so that the if for anyone who hasn't been here before, this was the, actually I have to think what my title was. The 5-day Show Your Love Valentine's Challenge is what it was. And on day one, we talked about why all this matters, why leaving a legacy, thinking ahead, putting some plans in place, why it's important. On day two, we talked about the preserve part of my framework, which is gathering all the information together, the kind of information that would allow you to have a will or trust made. And so we focused on some of those things. The next day we talked about design, thinking about what you want in the way of a funeral, memorial, so that you could let your family know and they could carry out your wishes. And also designing a life that works as well as possible in the new normal for those you leave behind. That could be a spouse, significant other, young or adult children. It could even just be enabling your executor to carry out your wishes and to be able, for example, if you have a home that you own, they need to be able to keep the lights and the water on and the heat until they would be able to liquidate it if that was what was needed. So we need to empower those we leave behind by giving them information. And I demonstrated ways that we could accumulate that and bless and help them. And then the last session that we had together, we talked about bestowing. We talked about ways of giving while you're still here, the traditional way through an attorney, and also leaving behind stories, gifts, experiences, messages to be delivered after your passing. And we've had some really rich discussions over these different meetings. And so today, this is our wrap up. And I wanted to talk about a few things not to be different from all the other times. We'll talk about some deep things in our time together. I need just a moment to take a sip. There's something that is in the news a little bit, and you may have stumbled upon it, but if you haven't, there's a really incredible statistic that talks about what's happening in our, like the demographics of our country. And it has to do with baby boomers. And the statistic is that this particular year, 2024, more than 12,000 Americans will turn age 65 every single day this year. And I find that to be amazing. And in addition, because the baby boom isn't over yet, the impact that my generation, Kathy's generation, and a few others here, through the year 2030, at least 10,000 Americans every day will be turning age 65. So you may or may not be in that age bracket, but the reason I'm bringing it up is there's a whole lot of people that really need to be paying attention to whether they do or don't have some affairs in order, and whether Kathy just left, that distracted me for a moment. So if you are in that age range and you haven't put some affairs in order, this is a really excellent call to action to begin thinking seriously about that. Because if you were in your 20s and 30s, you were child rearing, you were career building, whatever, and you were like, oh, I'm going to get to that. Well, this is a good time to say, maybe I better get to it. If you're younger, I would like to point out that really there are some things you need to get in place as soon as the day you turn 18 years old. So just because you're on the younger side, that doesn't mean that there aren't things you need to put in place as well. And we did cover some of those in our earlier sessions. And Kathy did record these sessions. So we do have that ability to go back and check those out if desired. I'd like to take a moment with you all and ask you a question. If you were to pass away suddenly, are there any regrets or unfulfilled wishes that come to mind that would leave you sad that you hadn't gotten to them if things ended suddenly right around now? Any comments from anyone?
That list would be long on my part. Things you could have done different, things I could have done better to prepare, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a long list.
Sure, sure. When we start thinking about it, it's like, please don't take me today, Lord. There's a few more things I want to get done.
I would say for me, it would be just finalizing my estate planning. Yeah. Top of mind. Got to be top of list and focused.
Right, right. And what do they say? If it's not on your calendar, it's not
going to happen. Mm-hmm.
If it's not on my calendar, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm. So you're never going to put that on your calendar, huh? Since you said, if it's not on your calendar, you're not going, right, Elise?
Yeah. And I think we might have talked about this on a previous one. There was a thought leader that I heard walk people through, and people talk about like a someday maybe list. And we're like, someday I'm going to get to that. Someday I'm going to do that. And he's like, you know what? Why don't you just come out and say it? I'm never going to do that. Just change the way you word that sentence. Don't even give yourself the out of someday I will. Just say, I am never going to. You know, because it's not a priority, I'm not focusing on it, et cetera. So with this in mind, that there are things that we would regret if we didn't get to them, how can we use that awareness to make more intentional choices now? Any thoughts? Yeah, sure. Is it Michaela or Michaela?
It's Michaela.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I would say it would give like a sense of urgency behind the things that you do. So that way you're ensuring that if you are, your last day is near, that you have aligned yourself or have fulfilled yourself, you know, whatever, for whatever it is that you want to do. So.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So yeah, we all just need to be more intentional and diligent and actually put it on the calendar and for sure break it into baby steps, because that's why we never get to it. It's too big. It's not going to fit into the schedule today, this week. So we don't start at all. And one of the things I'm going to see if I can. Michaela, are you able to hit your hands down button? Because I have my screen kind of condensed. Oh, thank you for that. And I can't see all my buttons because I have too many things open on my screen right now. But that is one of the things that I help people with, is breaking it into baby steps so that they can begin to make some progress on it. Also, if you think about your life as a kind of footprints that would be imprinted on the sands of your family's history, what traditions, values, and love would you like to leave behind, imprinted on your family? Might be a broad question. I will say that if we can be intentional about capturing our stories, our traditions, practices, and our values, our ethical will, there are so many things that we can capture that are about us that enable like our adult children, our other relatives, to know us better and have us be much more than just a name or a dusty painting on the wall or a photo on the wall to our those who come after. If the stories about us are lively, they'll be told for many years to come. And it's our job to make sure that people know who we are, what we stand for, and some of our colorful stories and some of the lessons that we've learned, because all the who come after us do win by knowing these things about us. And it's better if we're not leaving them to have to learn everything the hard way, because heaven knows we've had many of hard way lessons already, school of hard knocks. Let's bless those who come behind us and enable them to basically stand on our shoulders instead of having to start over like the way we did. And it helps if we realize that there are ripple effects to the decisions that we make now. So let's do be intentional about the steps that we take now so that the ripple effects are positive and lasting. The thing I'd like to say about all the things that we've done over these five sessions is that this venture that we're talking about, the legacy of love, isn't about just paperwork, like creating a will or gathering lists of names or lists of accounts. It's about creating a legacy that resonates throughout the generations. And excuse me. So by proactively planning and sharing our stories, we can be a beacon of love and wisdom and guidance for our families long after we're gone. Any comments or ahas at the moment? Estella, did you have something?
You know, I'm thinking that since I don't have children, but I do have nieces and nephews and siblings, for me, some of the things that I would like for them to, well, they already know, is that I'm a woman of faith. And just, you know, I guess really since I'm the oldest of five, just some of the things that they need to know about their grandparents, you know, and then just about my own background and the things that I did, because I moved us from, my mother had five children. She was sick. She ended up on welfare. And so I was on welfare. And because you just need one person to be able to set the course for others to get out of that. And I was able to do that. And so that all my all four of my siblings ended up getting college degrees and, you know, having a better life. And
what a change. Such a positive growth in the trajectory of your family, you know?
That would be my legacy. And now I'm working on another legacy for the next generation. You know, working on what I can do to become financially independent so that some of the next generation can become financially independent.
And you're literally changing the legacy even more than what has already wonderfully happened. The things that are in your treasure box that you know how to do, the powerful tools that you have, this can be huge for your family.
Mm-hmm. And faith, just pass on having faith to be able to do what seems impossible or to get through bad, hard situations and things like that. Those are just things that, you know, because the younger generation, they kind of fold. They don't necessarily embrace their spirituality so that they can be stronger, because the bottom line is we're all a spirit living in a earthly body, earthly suit, you know? And so to help them be able to understand that there's greater power to help them live a successful life, even though, you know, sometimes we hit challenges.
I love that. Anyone else have a comment? Okay. And I am just making a note here as well. That's perfect. Okay. So I want to take just a moment and point out why these things that we're talking about doing are so important. There's so much at stake, and there's a huge cost if we don't take action on the things that we have talked about these preceding meetings and days that we've been together. And the cost to your family can take many forms. I'll put out just a few for your consideration. Some can be quantified in dollars, but others are intangible and priceless. So, you know, on the money and asset side, if you fail to take specific actions like not creating a will or not going over your beneficiaries and making sure where things are going, things can go to people you didn't intend, or the people you intended may not be able to access them because the proper information wasn't left for them to be able to access. We've talked in the past about sometimes whole assets or whole estates going to an ex-spouse because documents were not updated. So children and current spouse could be left even possibly penniless because of old documents that have legal standing that have not been updated. Sometimes by not making decisions or not dotting the I's and crossing the T's, your estate could be open to probate. That incurs expenses and time and issues in court. And each of these things can drain the value of your estate, where having paid attention early and having everything buttoned up, you're preserving the maximum amount of assets for the people that you love and care about. Sure, Michaela, what's your question?
Yes, Linda, my question would be for someone who's younger, someone who's getting, you know, everything in place and in order, how frequently would you say it would be good for that person to update what they currently have. Because I know being younger, it's hard for us to keep up with a lot of things for 10 or 20 years.
Sure. One thing I'll point out is when you're going to an attorney, like out of pocket, like you're paying several hundred dollars per hour or hundreds of dollars per will, yours and a spouse or significant other, for example, sometimes that can be very costly to do an update, but there are programs that like I'm associated with that I can fill you in on outside of this if you would like. Although I think Kathy is okay with me doing it, where you can actually be on a membership plan and have top tier attorneys, and you can actually update your will and your living will and your power of attorney annually. So that could be helpful. And that way it could just be something that you literally plan and schedule each year and just revisit, you know, and then nothing really gets away from you. Is that helpful at all?
Yes, that's really helpful. That answered my question.
Okay, good. And I want to make one other comment. And this speaks to the idea of revisiting your will. Sometimes things change legislatively so that, and we're not always aware either. And so something that I've spoken on in the past in this group and others is a law that has been passed in possibly all 50 states now, if not almost all. And it has to do with access to digital assets. And if you think about it, we have so much more stored online than ever before. Our email, our domain names, we've talked about domain names. So access to the registration of the domain name, access to the platform that our intellectual property is housed on, so many different things. Your photos that are stored in the cloud, things like Dropbox and iCloud, so much is stored in the cloud. And when we pass, our heirs do not automatically have access to those things. And so using my state, Pennsylvania, as an example, the law is called RUFADA, R-U-F-A-D-A-A. And I don't know if I can get the name of it exactly, like Revised Uniform, I don't remember, but it has to do with access to digital assets. And so the law passed and became effective in Pennsylvania as recently as 2021. So what that means in real life is if your will was made in 2020 or 2015, you are missing key language in your bill, in your will, that would give your heirs access to your digital assets. And other states passed this law maybe in 2015 or 2017. So wills can become outdated without key provisions, and we might not even know it. So if anyone, it would behoove you to look at the date of a will that you may have, see how old it is, look at your state and see what year RUFADA was passed, and then you'll know whether you're desperately out of date on that particular topic. So I didn't want to miss the opportunity to mention that. Sure, Estella?
I was talking to a insurance agent, life insurance agent, last week. And he enlightened me about something that I was like, OMG. he said that 60% of all life insurance plans never get paid out.
Mm.
And that's because family members don't know there is one. He gave a couple other things, but I thought, OMG.
Yeah.
We worry about, you know, the ex-spouse getting it, but what about nobody getting it and the insurance company being able to keep it?
Exactly. And, you know, I was kind of obliquely referring to that, but I love that you have an actual statistic. And so I want to point out that one of the things we do, you know, when I'm working with people in my course, I encourage them to actually basically write out an instruction sheet for each recipient who is a beneficiary, telling them how to access these benefits. And so it's very, what's the word I want? It's very specific and hands-on, so that whoever is the person that you wish to receive that will know that they are the person. If you want them to know early, I mean, if you think you might change your mind, maybe you don't tell them right away, but you have the instructions written out so they know exactly how to claim those benefits. But that's powerful, Estella.
Do they still have, do banks still have a safety deposit box? Because you never hear them talked about anymore.
They do still have them. Keep in mind, and this may vary from state to state, but in my state, they want an actual itemized inventory of everything that was in it. Like the day that I die, if I have a safety deposit box, my heirs are supposed to send a list to my state of what was in it. It's like, are you kidding me? It's none of their business. But these things may vary from state to state. But, you know, things can happen even with a safety deposit box. There can be theft. There can be, things can happen.
You're saying theft by the bank?
I don't know how, but I've heard stories of things disappearing out of safety deposit boxes. Yeah.
The reason why I asked that was because probably I would want a safety deposit box maybe and give one person access if they presented it upon death, that they could get it with, you know, like two people coming in and saying, you know, here's the key, here's the death certificate. Because I wouldn't want one person because people can be very deceptive. But I'm thinking if, you know, if I could put whatever it is that I instructions in there, and a couple of people can go get it from the safety deposit box, that would be, you know, good. But I don't know. I don't at this moment have a lot of valuables and things like that to put in there. So, yeah. But just for security of, you know, because again, like I said, I don't have children and I don't really know how to put my will somewhere, you know. So number one, I don't want to know what I get because I don't want anyone saying, ooh, you know what I mean?
Well, fortunately, you have access to an attorney network that you can receive some advice on this.
I just didn't know if there were safety deposit boxes still available.
Yeah, they're still a thing. Excellent. Okay, so I just jumped some things around on my screen there. Everything's back again. So cool. It was interesting how this opened up into some valuable comments. And Debbie, you had a comment also?
Well, I have a question. I used to have a safety deposit box long time ago, and I closed it out and I purchased a firebox safe that here is in my home. So how would that work with important papers or so on that I can, you know, basically keep at my disposal and I can just designate who gets the key or where to find the key or whatever? How would that work?
Debbie, I'm just going to say this. I'm just throwing this out. That's a wonderful idea. Oh, but tornadoes come through, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, they would never have it.
Well, it's pretty dang heavy, but yet, you know, I see what you're saying.
Is it heavy as a 18-wheeler because they get flipped and tossed. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. That's a wonderful idea. But I just think about, oh, my God, you know, sometimes people get flooded out and, you know, what, but if it's in a spot fireproof, it, you know, it's going to be good. But I just looked at some of the tornadoes and I'm like, they're utterly decimated, you know?
Yeah, they do. And luckily mine is in a room that you would classify as a safe room for a tornado.
Gotcha.
But that's still, you know, that's still... you know, gives it a gives you a thought about a tornado. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and it's like I don't claim to be the expert on all the best ways to do that. I would say I love that you've got a safe room like that. And then if your box is say fireproof and waterproof, that's super helpful. And then maybe have a copy of some key documents on file with your attorney. I'll also say that the password manager that I use allows secure encrypted storage of documents in addition to storing the passwords. So like I'm able to upload a copy of my will, my password, my power of attorney, my living will. And so if there are instructions that your attorney or your executor or whomever will have access to that account online, even in spite of what might happen to a physical document, there'd be that. I mean, maybe like triple redundancy is the way to go.
Well, wouldn't hurt.
Because one plan is no plan, they say in the military. You got to at least have a backup to have one plan that stays afloat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. I agree. And thank you very much for that input.
It's food for thought at any rate.
It is. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. So those were some of the things in regard to things that kind of can be assets that can be lost. Also tax planning so that unnecessary taxes are not paid because those would diminish the value of your estate. And also by planning ahead things like your wishes for your funeral, you can reduce the likelihood of upsells by the funeral home or your family overspending due to being vulnerable in a time of grief. And also you can help avoid emotional overspending where your loved ones spend more as out of a desire to honor you by doing more for you. If you make it very clear with your wishes, I don't want you to go crazy. You know, some people just say, get me in a box that's good enough. You know, that way they're not buying the golden escutcheons for the corners, you know, or the extra heavy duty when regular duty is good enough and all of that. So you can avoid some of the emotional overspending, which comes from their love and their relationship for you. But it is resulting in decreasing what is left to your heirs because they have done that. And also the steps that we take to plan now truly reduce the stress that may be imposed on our loved ones. And we don't want to plunge them into stress and overwhelm and excessive grief. We want them to be able to be fully present to love and support one another. Another great thing about the planning ahead is that we can reduce or prevent family rifts that might occur where one person wants to spend a lot, another person says, don't get into that. And sometimes there could be legal battles that could be very draining for the family. Then the other thing that is so important about planning ahead is we can prevent the loss of priceless family history, personal stories, traditions, photos, even recipes and collections that could have been passed on that many times aren't. So by thinking ahead, planning ahead, we can make sure that these wonderful, priceless things do get passed on to future generations. So with that in mind, we have just a few people left here on the call. And I'll just mention, I have put into the chat my domain name where you can learn more about how to work with me. If you'd like to get involved with the course so that you can do some of these things step by step. And also my email is there as a way to reach out if you would like. Basically, when a person has all these things kind of brought to their attention, there are four choices you can make. One is do nothing at all. It's like, are you kidding? We just talked about what happens if you do nothing at all, right? You can plan to do something someday. We've talked about that. You may as well say, I'll never do that. So think about all these years, most of us haven't gotten things done, even up until now. The someday plan has definitely not been working very well for us. You can also just say, hey, I'm just going to go it alone. I'm going to start from scratch. I'm going to try to figure out a list of the things I need to pull together. And then you can start scouring the internet for ideas or asking your friends for ideas. You can say no thanks to all the hours of thought and planning and experience that I bring to this and all the curation that I've done to bring these things to people to help make life easier for them and to bless their loved ones. Or if you like, you can take me on as your partner and your guide. And I can help you create your own unique end of life plan so that you can do it in small, manageable steps that can fit easily into your everyday busy life so that you don't have to go it alone and you don't have to spend the countless hours that I did curating this information so that you can take advantage of all the information and tips that I've gathered for you over the last 10 years. And I would love to be available to you if that sounds like a great fit for you. So once again, the link to my page about the course is in the chat and my email is there. And I do want to share just a couple of really great quotes. I just have to jump over to where they are. Okay, here we go. If you're going to live, leave a legacy. Make a mark on the world that can't be erased. Carve your name on hearts, not tombstones. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. Legacy is not leaving something for people, it's leaving something in people. Legacy, what is legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. So thinking ahead, taking those steps now. You won't be here forever, but the generations that come on after you will gain over and over and be blessed by the things that you put together now. And here's one more that I'll share. And this is from Oprah Winfrey. She said, when you make loving others the story of your life, there's never a final chapter because the legacy continues. You lend your light to one person and he or she shines it on another and another and another. So with that, I will end my presentation and I hope it's been helpful in some way, one tip or another, one idea or another, as we've had our conversations.
This was excellent. Thank you, dear.
It was really excellent.
Oh, I'm so glad it's been helpful for you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't even know for sure if this continued to record.
After I think you have to hit the save record button.
Oh, it is still recording. So my screen was, I had it reduced in size. So the recording did continue. That's great. And
but you have to save it so that we can access it later.
I am going to hit save the chat for what that's worth, because I don't know what her settings are.
Mm-hmm.
I have mine set just as a FYI for anyone who does events. You can go into your Zoom settings and automatically save the chat so that that doesn't get away from you.
Some people let you do that, others don't.
No. I mean, as a host.
Oh, as a host. Events, right.
Mm-hmm, you can right. send it to automatically save, because sometimes there are such valuable insights.
Right. Right.
From people oh, okay. who were part of the meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's too easy to forget, you know, right. when you're so busy. Mm-hmm. So, any other comments, questions at all?
I actually would love to connect with you, Linda. I see that you had dropped your email in the chat, so I'll just send you over some information. I'm actually a new home care agency owner, and I feel like we could collaborate, because you definitely have a value when it comes to planning the end of life. So I would definitely love to connect with you.
Oh, that would be so great. I love to cross promote with people in this space. And like, I was just at an event a few days ago before I left home, with all kinds of agencies, service providers that help adult children who are trying to make sure their parents are cared for, mm-hmm. And people who are getting ready to downsize. So like, anything that I learn becomes part of this little database in my mind. Mm-hmm. And any opportunity that I have to mention you, or we can even do some things like with our mailing lists, you know, anything's possible.
Definitely. I can't wait to connect.
Definitely. And when my Legacy of Love page is happy again, I do have a calendar there. But in the meantime, I will give you this as well. No. Yeah. Okay.
What calendar do you use?
It's like part calendar. It's part of my platform. I pay oh, gotcha. Extra mm-hmm. for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw this. I choose abundance.com in the comments as well. Because if you scroll down, there's a calendar there that you can okay. connect me through as well. Feel free if you'd like to just grab an appointment and we can connect. Where are you located, Michaela?
I'm actually located in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say Zoom would be our best bet based on mm-hmm. that. But I mean, I'm just across the line into Pennsylvania. I'm just a half hour inside Pennsylvania. So we're not extremely far apart.
Exactly. All right.
Well, great. I love that we've been able to hang out together. I'll go ahead and end this call, and let's definitely all stay in touch.
Okay.
Ladies, have a good
wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. Did you save it? Did you save the recording?
It doesn't say save. It'll stop recording, and then it'll record wherever she has it set.
Okay.
So I have a stop button. So that's
okay.
That'll probably.
I think it'll say to cloud or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not.
Whatever her settings are.
I'm not the guru on this.
It's all good. So I'm going to stop recording. And actually, we'll all still be here for a second. Stop recording to the cloud. Yeah.